你帮助有没有派Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you this morning. I give you praise. Father, I exalt you so much, O God, for everything that you have done for us as a family, done for us as a church, done for us, O God, as a city, as a nation, and as a world as whole. We thank you so much, O God, for today. We bless and magnify your name, the Lord. You continue to protect us and guide us. We thank you, O God, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, the blessings of our children. We say, Lord, we give you praise. The blessings of our grandchildren, we say, Lord, we exalt you. In the name of Jesus, today I commit myself unto your hands, O God. As I speak, O God, may you speak through me today in the name of Jesus. I pray your power to run through me, O God, even as I profess, O God, unto the parents and the lives of the children, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, O God, that let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, O God, modify and recreate, O God, every life of any child, O God, that is broken in the name of Jesus. I pray that, Father, let your power, O God, restore, O God, any child, O God, that has gone wayward, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. As I speak, O Lord, touch your children. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Shading name suro. Yeah, shading. Our Jesus mo. Ah, Wunyamia, Wosom no dada, Iwano, no bejibo. Our second Bible reading says, Wunyamia, that he has given us the spirit of power. Oh no, no be. He has not given us any spirit of fear. Into shedding, name suro. E shedding, our Jesus mo. Ye wo nyamia, kabo som no dada. E ono. No bad you, ah, Wunyamia, Wosom no dada, no bad you. Today marks 100 years of children's service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 100 years of children's service. Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And today is also the Parents' Sunday for the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. Amen. And in TNA, I will for that. Emma Presbyterian Asafo. Ewo Yesu Christo Jinimu. Ẹni ti mi bọ mpa ẹwẹ Yesu Kristo di ni mo sẹ sẹ Presbyterian Asafo eduru wi ase afa na nyina na sẹ nẹ onyame ayi mi sẹ me nkasa nkyira wo fo ẹwa ha ẹni yẹ ma ẹwa ha mi bọ mpa ẹwẹ Yesu di mi sẹ ẹ ma yẹ ma nso nko wi ase afa na nyina ẹwẹ Yesu di mi yẹ mo fra wa ha I prophesy you to go to the ends of the world in the name of Jesus. Erade emfa bibi ntum mu a wiase nyina abete monka ewo Yesu Kristo dine mu. May you be above and never beneath. May you be up and never down. I pray you and I exalt you on higher grounds in Jesus' name. Amen. Abusia, parenting is more than a full-time job. Hallelujah. It will be a full-time job, but I say it's more than a full-time job because I know time and half in him. Overtime in him. Then so we overtime, sin, baby.
Hallelujah. Right from conception, kopem se onyame be frew as a parent. Na wode won se gu bo no, you never stop parenting. Even if your children get married and go, you never stop parenting. So parenting is a continuous process. Parenting, I can say, is a lifetime process. I saw a video of a 93-year-old man whose son was 63 years, and this 93-year-old man was still driving the son to the hospital. And he got pulled over by the police, and they took him to the court. I don't know if you watched that Rhode Island for Sir Judge Menijin who said, and I love the way the man said it, that you are an example to a lot of parents. At the age of 93, I said, my son is sick, my son cannot drive, so I have to drive him. I have to drive him to the hospital. Parenting never ends. Parenting cuts across religions. You parent. Parenting cuts across cultures. You are going to be a parent. Parenting cuts across education. Whether you are educated or not, parenting comes to you. Once you have a child, you have to parent. Hallelujah. Parenting cuts across financial status. Parenting cuts across positions and age. And it's a lifetime process. A idea, usha asia, unye, jisa wudu unse gubu. Da, fathers don't tanka, mimi nyen ruo, enti, mi bompa se, yesu ya adumne duru wa. What I would do. Da, ya beji ne ba ko. Ne ba ba ko. Na, osofu bisa se, who gives this beautiful lady's hand in marriage? Na papa na sorry no boni din, I do. I do not kani nyani yemwa. Hallelujah. And nyani yemwa, that is a sign of parenting. That is one of the things of parenting. Or can actually ni pani nyina se, me na me de me bayi ashemani mo nyam wedding fefefe ni adia, me na me de ne ma awadie, then so deep within him, you know. Many questions are going on. That is parenting. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. As we have our children here, I want to tell you something. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, as parents, we have a responsibility. But the children, you also have a responsibility. Your responsibility is that you honor your father and your mother. I love this Bible verse so much. This is the first commandment, the Ten Commandments. I love this one so much because God takes parenting very, very seriously. Onyame mfa parenting yagro. That is why Jesus even said what? The disciples went to him and asked him, teach us how to pray. The first thing Jesus said was that pray that our Father. So Jesus was telling us that God does not, what? Play with parenting. Now, Yesu kachre se, ni nyan kupon, ni papa on for parenting, ya grow. That is why everywhere in the Bible, Jesus refers to God as his father. So your responsibility is to honor your father and your mother as children. I say I take this very seriously because it is the first commandment that comes with a promise. Dear cause we are here for nanyina efibra onyame bo asase ebepem bra odi mose ekwa se mose nkoyi ni nkoa ne ma efri nkoa sumu emra bo asase so no dear cause nyina this was the first promise that God gave them, the first commandment that came with a promise: honor your father and your mother. So I pray in the name of Jesus, anything that will cause our wonderful, beautiful children not to honor their father and mother, not to respect their parents, not to listen to their parents, that will cause them not to receive this promise, I come against it. Me bom pai o Yesu di mo se obonifobia ntimi famo ne sanka mo e o Yesu Kristo jenemo emma mo nkasa ntia mo maame mo nkasa ntia mo papa mo nkasa ntia o panyi bi emma bosha onyame di ahyem no emma me twam o Yesu di mo bosha biara urade ahye wo sa mafra yi so no me bom pai o Yesu di mo se babam e o Jesus di mo. Anything that the Lord has spoken concerning your lives, I pray, standing on the pulpit of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, I pray that it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. God personally established the institutions of marriage and family when he gave Eve and Adam, united them in a wedlock in the garden. All records, commands, precepts and examples given afterward in the Old Testament testify to the importance of God's plan and matter concerning parenting. Rules and relationships, responsibilities of marriage and family were first clearly set down in the Old Testament. Abusia, it is obvious even to the non-Christian, to the psychologist, to the social worker, to the government leader, to the ordinary man in the streets, that unless parents once again accept their responsibility and take seriously the role of parenting, families of nations are doomed to further disasters and our nation to ultimate destruction. Someone quoted rightly and said, as goes the family, so goes the nation. Abusia, or say, sir, I will for young tenacity. Now, young take your parenting very seriously. If you are seeing never say, never shas your feet, Abusianum. If Rabusianum, now co sitinum. If we sitinum, now co statinum, not a co, if we are seeing for any now. Your bomb pile will yes to dim, sir. Your better asses are woof for not ya ya fat your responsibility. And I say, Asudia, on your media minds, I will follow you. Be so me. Hallelujah. Amen. The responsibility and authority under the Jewish law was clear. Abusia, in the Jewish law, the responsibility of parents was very strict. The law of Moses required the father to accept absolute responsibility for the physical, emotional, and educational spiritual welfare of their children. When we see Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9, it says that the failure to obey God's command to honor one's parents had a very serious consequences. Abusia, parenting was so serious that if you failed to obey the command of God concerning your parenting in the Old Testament, sometimes it ended up to corporal punishment. If you do baby, I want to hear you see what boy. So, who jai woma basa wa nyo wa juma se o awufua. If you do baby, it ended up in corporal punishment. Jesus emphatically stated the responsibilities and relationships involved in parenting when he spoke of the father's relationships in his own dear children's life. Hallelujah. Principles of parenting are often directly related to the ideal of God, the Father, relationship to who we are as his children. And it's in our Bible, nyankopon so frey and said, ne ma. because he wants to be a parent. He is the prime parent. He is the ultimate parent. He is the first parent. And he's going to be the last parent that we will ever have. People will give up on us. Sometimes some parents will give up on your children. Sometimes some parents or some children will end up getting away from their parents. But God will never, ever leave us alone. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the parent that we can rely on all the time. And he instructs us to be intentional with our parenting. Abusua sheda kase meye owofo. Hallelujah. Be intentional about it. Ma ento wakuma su se me meye japa. Hallelujah. Meye napa. Ma biblia enkuntiao. Me wiase nyina enkuntiao. Stand firm and say, I'll be a good father. Let all other things fight you. Let people fight you. Still be a good father. Hallelujah. God created your family for a kingdom purpose. And he gave you children to help you achieve that purpose. Abusia, onyame bo. Wabusiano, abusiano, wo eja. I wouldn't name moi, uko shia o baby wa baby. I will, yes, I will be fine, so we yere. I wouldn't name moi, modin kualabi abamuno. Abusia, God created that family for a kingdom purpose. A radi boss, abusian, sabusian, mumaya bibi wa wiase. Now, enumu, enonam, ade mofrabe kam, won't say, and mofrane me buamo, na dia o radiasi shesa mumaya wiase no, enya den. Munya nanshani dinan munyam. Hallelujah. He created this for a purpose. Fanny se unamana obikura microphone. Sanayana YouTube agana for no mubi se bisa funny questions, you know. No aba, no bisa se. What is the purpose of your family? Wabusiano, what is the purpose of your family? Wabusia, answer ben out the bemani pakro. Obeka chen se. Say me be away and I'm after me mana kusku. Is that the purpose? What is the purpose for which God created your family? Butaya bang and a radina mwa kasa wo sa butaya way a midi si wenisu and sa butaya way and unchi me mawako fast messi saw ire. Now fast messi saw irea u bekwa muba wu and kolamba kum yonu miensa. Na sam kolano and ebe buamo na saye den sabotae na abam anything of fraye wono e wose ye hu se e ye butaye bia onyame e dia mabusua no nti na ode breye. Hallelujah. Our children were given to us because of the purpose for which God created our families. You met your wife or you met your husband. And then together, they had a child. There is a purpose for which God could have made you marry any other person. And if you married any other person, different children would have come through that. But why these children? Why my children? Again, parting a radical mofrei badum me. But I have been parting a radical perse. Me ye ja emma sam of ray. A dien pa ne radia se se. Se se busyen ya meye wo wiase. A busye bi wo ha ye fromo sam mekanya me sem. A busye bi wo ha ye fromo sam metunyum. A busye bi wo ha ye fromo se omu me create businesses mani panya juma. A busye bi wo ha ye create omu se omu de omu me building roads ni adia maye. So she abrofu omu the line of succession. Or your engineer, anye ya ne baba akonsobe ye engineer. Or your software, anye ya ne baba akonsobe ye software. What is the purpose of our families? But I am buying and a radi. Edis abusyen, esi homaye. Have you ever thought of that? What vision do you have for your family as a unit? And it is so buying and any swadi who buying and a dawa ni suma wabusya. So, eya wadiya keke bi, and I worry. And wawu, And now we say, me hear me ma, me tia me ma school fees. Now tia ma school fees. Now ma ko school ni wia. Na ye den. Die biom. What but aye ben? Me nkase school fees tia nyo. O si tia hallelujah. What is the vision that we have for our children? Would dana also daya? E die na ohu e fa wo ma ho. Abusia sa wo nso daya mfa wo ma ho a me bom pa wo Yesu dim se me twa sadie num. I pray that you will see the future of your children. If you sleep se wa sun daya se wo ma wo bai di ba emfa se 20 years. Na wo sun daya hu abofra ne da chipen a. Abusia me twa sadie num. May the Lord reveal unto you the future of your children. In a dream, in a vision. Here. That will be your hand, a papa and a friend, and also, Kajo, me soon die near the Batakari show, and to Bobray. I was like 2 years into this church. I said, me soon die near the Batakari show, and into Bobray. I had taken that man as a father. Nami bi bia, or no, na buame, or so me muni adiyanina, tobe kachem, me kutu form na mkache dada, said, dada, me srao bompaya mami. Na dear nyamye yachrao no, emrem. Hallelujah. Abusia, because of that, anything that I do, I remember what that man said. And I'm very careful with the things that I do. Because your kaka honey said, Bow bray. Hallelujah. And it be bibiara meye biano. Me make it sure say, as some of a panic and a diacono soon, you know. Ebeding, ebebem. Hallelujah. May the Lord reveal unto you the future of your children. So, what is the first action of step to the great commandment according to God's word? We begin by passing our faith to our children, teaching them the Bible and pointing them to Jesus as parents. This is our first and greatest calling. Hallelujah. And it's a responsibility. And also, you have a diaper. We will do a lot. But the first, the prime, the most important one is teaching them the word of God, bringing them to Christ. I quote this from the Visionary Parenting Revised Edition by Rob Renew and Amy Renew, who wrote the book Visionary Parenting. Hallelujah. Have you ever wondered why God gave you your children? Here is the answer. He entrusted them to you so that you might do all in your power to lead them to know and love Christ. He gave you your children so that you will help them to get satisfied home to their Father in heaven. He gave you the children so that you will lead them to heaven. Hallelujah. Have you ever asked yourself, God desires my child to become this? Say, onyame, eye onyame, yen kan ni say, akono, anasa eye onyame desire, eye onyame, now, mi hum se ne minka tri ni mfa. It is the desire of God that my child will become this. It is the desire of God that my child will feel this way. It is the desire of God that my child will believe. It is the desire of God that my child will choose. So I sum this up and say that, so parents, we have many responsibilities, as I said, but our prime responsibility is the first one is to bring them to Christ. That is one. And the second one, to lead them to Christ. Those are two different things. You bring them to Christ on your knees. Hallelujah. Would you almost ban young coupon ho? I will go to send a third Bible reading, kind of, or see they brought their children to Jesus so that he would touch them. Hallelujah. Bring your children to God in prayer. Hallelujah. For that is your first responsibility. And no pass sorry for your phone, sabo ye funumaka seradi. Siramima o siramima wo Yesu Christo jenema. Eradi, and now me mako sukuyi, me bumpire wo Yesu dim sa to me biara. E befa me madam mum me bumpire chief as a to me no su wo Yesu dim. Wake up early in the morning and pray for your children. Bring your children to Christ. Hallelujah. The second one is to lead your children to Christ. Bringing them to Christ is you doing it. Leading them to Christ is you helping them to what? Go to Christ. Leading them to Christ is what? Teaching them the word of God. Praying with them. Evangelizing with them. Ejuma uye wa safunumu no eniyomunye. Ewe yesu dimu. Bibi biara uye eniyomunye. Lead them to Christ. Don't come to church and leave them at home. No, you are not leading them to Christ. Bibi biara anamo bia obetu ewa onyame sumu no woni mofra ne nyina na etu se na me kan ye no onyame bo mofra di omo bra wo for a particular purpose. And to what mean ko enya omo ho eh sa ahihyede a onyame ahihye no enye den emma musa. This brings me to the case study of James and John. James and John. Mark chapter 1, verses 19 and 21. Yesu, Ephraim Mofrebi, when he was calling the disciples, he called James and John. I want to use this wonderful family as a case study to what I'm speaking of today. And my friend, James, I don't know what you and I don't, aye ketoa. Na, no money on papa. And the ones you, etching them. They were fishing. Zebedee, the father of James and John, was a fisherman by profession. And Tia Juma, no money, no money, Musa. And papa be by, and of Frere James, and of Frere John. The father was there. If it was you, what would you have done? Hey, ejuma ye ye di die. Wey, ena mi di beti ya school fees. Na brabe buame, na ye enche nama. Papa biya basse, di mechi. En inti musuma sorry, mudi nechi. What was the feeling that was going through Zebedee? When his children, especially the last one, also left to follow this man. The Lord revealed unto Zebedee who that man was, because they have heard that somebody was calling him a rabbi. No mate, so be fresh up upon a rabbi. And at that time, it was a prestige to walk under a rabbi. Se ne yen monyam se. Say, Rabbi, be befa uba, say, mate, tino. And inti, Ebra, Yesu, Fre, James, and John, Zebedee, and Kabibia, if you say, no, what, say, obi, Fre, sa, papa, no, Rabbi. And inti, wasi, juma, ya, menime, maye, ya, nensu, say, Rabbi, ebeti, time, madia. Then, I will let them go. Hallelujah. Sabre, na, Salome, ni ho. Nereno de Salome. Sabre na Salome ni ho. Na Salome ofie. Na se mehe Abraham ni Sarah story no. Na onyame ka kire Abraham so onfa Isaac nkoba for dia. Isaac amo Sarah manie no. Na medwen ho se Zebedee asem we okoka kire Salome saying, "Kwan be so, eno fa so, eko bo Salome amaniye. Mede me ma sha wonsa. Ya ma me no nsu. Omuka ya no omuka ma ne ahwam. Mi a mi ye fu mo ma. Fo mo kwachi. Ko pe aduane bra me ni a. Wo se ba ma bi. Abe ka kire onzo ni wachi. Ena zebedi wo so hwa ma omuko ye. Na ma frai wa hin. How did Salome respond? Anoti minim sazebedi sadano ochi nama kesia pa de kodada Salome. I don't know. So that Salome will understand that a man has asked my sons to follow him. They don't know him. They had no relationship with him. All they had was that somebody called him rabbi. Now, I love Salome. Hallelujah. Reading into the story of Salome, Abusia, me say, when Kobi Woba Babi, and now I turn Abafrani Din Salome, and all I am a godfather and come in neighbor Jepa. Hallelujah. I just had your soup upon. Hallelujah. Me say Obi was Salome, and I am a godfather. Oh, I can promise you that every morning I'll pray for that child. Hallelujah. Abusia, Salome, I love what this woman did. Salome did not give up. Was it, sir? Baby, I'm a man who won. May I then make a Nipakra, me man who I could do on my chino. Make a hole, Nipakra. Na men suma ya dan men so ma hwe me ma no e make sure say the children were receiving something good. So when you read the accounts, it says that Salome was a disciple. Salome was a follower of Christ. Emra Yesu be frɛ James ni John na Salome ofie e ba ne sen na Salome ko di Yesu achi efi sɛ na ne ma na di kan ko ho. Na me mako ho a eh meko. God bless Salome. Hallelujah. I will go. I will follow the children. So yes, Nam, as Jesus was walking with the other disciples, as he called all of them and followed them and the miracles that they were doing, Salome jani kunu ho di Yesu achi. Hallelujah. He did a lot. Na oye woman na suma ho ho ni bi. She didn't only follow the children. She also served. No, some, hallelujah. All to promote what the children have been called to do. So, me pese me mbwa me mano. No mu di sa papa yechi. Because, ya mame no mdiye. So, mu hua de pa. Amu no mu hunu fesu. Omu hu ya no hu se, ye, papa, bibi woni mu. Bibi woni mu. Ene me bwa me mbwa ino mu. Ema na ae deyin. We diomachi. Eddie Papanechi. So I will help my children. And to Salome Kosumiye, she was serving only to promote the calling of her children. Hallelujah. Na Edrum Pempen Swabi. Na Salome Eshemano si Papa Wepa. And yeah, mamma hufa papa we hono. I was having mammy mamma a band more. I was saying, my man, a band more. So Salome decided to go to Jesus. No, fine, my man, you know. A man is falling in our honor. And of course, it could be Yesu asem. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 20, verse 20 to 28. Oh, and Salome, a choir. And the Bible tells us, if you can please project Matthew chapter 20, verse 20. For me, the Bible says that Salome went down on her knees. No, ni Yesu nenamo, obua, osuma owo, oye bribia. He was a follower of Christ. Baby, a Yesu ko ebi ano dinachi. If you say na Yesu dinemano continue ono su kaobi. And Salome went down on her knees. Wadini koto je esi form. E kachire Yesu se, please, when you become king, can you put my son one of my sons on the left hand and the other on the right hand. Hallelujah. Ebusia, yekasa same way. A lot of people kind of downplay what Salome did because Jesus rebuked them. Now rebuke nankasani ye ebiana ye anti rebuke na si di anti Jesus rebuke you omo. But dear Salome ye na ye papa, hey! Nipa 12 ne wo ho. Anya de ya onyame yi kire ne se papa we be di ohene a. Ohene de onipa ba ku ti ni sa bankum na ba ku ti ni nifa. Na sa ohene we de me pesa me ma ene tena ne bankum ene ni nifa. Salome ni dirimu ye din kakra. Wanya bimpo amasua fo na aka do. Sa enka wo de enka mamba panyi ni tena ni fa no. Na ebi a osua ni Peter. And so emetina bankum no. Wo gine mie no nyina ma ne ma. I pray that power of Salome into you today. In the name of Jesus. Adepaba, jema uma, ewo yesu dimo. Ignore everybody and possess it for your children. In the name of Jesus. Ena yesu kachomo se. You don't know what you're asking for. Can you suffer the suffering that I'm suffering? Ebusia? Enkwalade si yes, we can. Yes, we can. You bet me. If you say no, mommy, or I'm going to say no, mommy, I cut a form. Esra, yes, you say. On tina, I'm going to tina ni bankuni ni nifa. I'm going to mingo mommy animas. Hallelujah. Anyti, I catch you. I'm going to say. I'm catch yes, you say we can. Before then, Jesus nicknamed James and John as the sons of thunder. So her Bible numa. Yesu, Ephraim, Yesu atu amudin, said they are the sons of thunder. Because these two were very, very, very strong. Hallelujah. They were called the sons of thunder because of their boldness. They were not afraid of anything. James, John, James, Nekuku. Hallelujah. He was not afraid of anything. Even in the Bible, there was one occasion that they were ready, James and John, ready to call fire, heaven fire upon somebody. And Jesus said, stop. They were bold. They were not afraid. So they said, yes, we will. Abusia, now Jesus rebuke now or rebuke woman. It's because they were thinking of an earthly kingdom. And until yes, you catch them and say, you don't know what you're asking for. Because now Salome, they're not Jenny, say, yes, you bet now, Konya Bissu. Oh, but the Roman for Onusu. No, the Roman for Onusu, and the man I had then, at Naban Kumini, found higher positions for their children. Hallelujah. And when they're not yes, to every Pikunaka say, there is bigger thing, I have something bigger for the children, more than Sa Roman for Konyana. And it will name, there will be, sir. Nenti oka se, are you ready to suffer the servant kolani kan? Yes, no. Jesus did not refuse what they said. Yo kan ene se, yo mati, ne mum, joba tina min se ni fa, ene min sabe nkum die, e ye janon kwa ha, ene beti mi achre, mi mum die, mi ti min chre. Ebusia, because of what Salome did, James and John became the inner circle of Jesus Christ. Abusia, baby, I yes, you better be an answer for me. Now, Peter, according to historians, Peter was the friend of James and John. And he sank Nipa me and saying, James, Peter, and John, the inner circle of Christ, they were always with them. To the extent that at the transfiguration, he was there. There were many places. Odiomu call Anon, Bethsaida, no more. Odo oko Cana no more ho, oko Capernaum no more ho, oko Gennesaret no more ho, the transfiguration no more ho, and po Jairus ba. Now I day, no wa, yes, you could ya know, or say, or Pamu or Biano, farmer day, James, John, and Peter, no dear Mokoya. Look at what Salome did. Hallelujah. John and Peter were the only one that was sent to go and prepare the Last Supper. Omumienu, enna kusiesie the Lord's Supper. Wow. I wish my mother every morning will fast and pray for me that I will possess higher positions. Hallelujah. Salomon followed Jesus even to his tomb. Yes, who ye nina no, na Salome wo. Ebusia, Salome di a chile kopem se, ohu se, en shrebi wum. Na de, ema Salome an wadi ya kese krane se, yes, ubiye neni hu se. He, adena ubisa no, adena ubisa no, dia medeba ma uma, anadia uma nebe yen asusi di ubisa no, mame. Hey, esa, eni afe krane me wada unchain. Eni afe na midi wachie. Meno ubeko bebiya. Sasa. Hallelujah. So after Jesus died, let us see what happened to James. James, among the disciples, he was called James the Great because there was another disciple called James. Not James for me, you know. So he was the oldest one. I don't know any. So he was called James the Great. The other James was the blood brother of Jesus Christ. And it's not Yesu, ni nyan kasan kasan ekan wo mereba. Ekan. And so Salome say, oh, me fa hu nua won kra me jama me ma. Hallelujah. James crossed the Mediterranean Sea to Spain. Crossing the Straits of Gibraltar. Yesu we, this man was bold, Ebusia. He was the one that brought the gospel to Spain. He spread the gospel through Spain and Portugal. He did so much in Spain that he was called the patron of Spain. Besine, July 25th is a day dedicated in Spain to celebrate the life of James. So we call your friend is saying James, you know, in the Spanish language, you know, Santiago. Hallelujah. And he said, "What are you Santiago da? Unzu wa yebi Salome amu wa yebi." Hallelujah. Amen. So to today, July 25th, when you go to Spain, it is put down to celebrate James. He was close to Jesus that Mary took him as one of his sons. Yes, mommy, Efa James unsu senede seniba. Anuti ana osi he came back from Spain to Jerusalem to see Mary. Yet Mary, Efa James is sending back. And it's Ebra, Mary, that Oum Paswa. Mary, Ebe Wuno. According to historians, James left Spain to come to Jerusalem to come and see his adopted mother as she was dying. That was when the people in Jerusalem say, hey, so James was the first person to be martyred. Martyred means they wanted him to denounce Christ. And he said, me denounce Christ. For what? He, no, I won't do that. I will follow Christ. I will proclaim Christ. I will never give up on Christ. And because of that, they martyred him. Hallelujah. He, and even when he died, his servant that went with him decided to take his body to back to Spain to bury. Now when I'm quite on, as they were going, Sionano Aponano obi free Ponkobisu etonsionum. Somebody fell into the water, that same water that was carrying the body of James. And the servant stood by the body and prayed. And guess what? The person that fell into the water came back to life. Hallelujah. So even in his death, he had power. Hallelujah. So Santiago de Compostela, my brother, can you project the picture for me? Is the capital of an autonomous community of Galicia in northwestern Spain. This city has its origin in the shrine of St. James the Great. Now, the cathedral, this is the cathedral that has been built around the burial site of James. And this cathedral is so great that till today, millions of people travel there and go there to worship God, see the wonders of God, and wonders happen every time. Hallelujah. In the Catholic Church, it is one of their great pilgrimages that they go. In the 9th century until 1985, this whole town was, in 1985, UNESCO named this one as the World Heritage Site. Ni wo mumpo dan e see kra akorini award e wo UNESCO. Hallelujah. Erade nya o masa wo Jesus Christ dinema. Erade nya o masa wo Jesus Christ dinema. Erade ma ya manya brempon e wo Jesus Christ dinema. Yetete ya ma wo nyame munyimu. As we are teaching them the Bible verses one after the other, may they be great in the name of Jesus. What about John? What about John, Apostle John? So, among the disciples, James was the first person to die, and John was the last person to die. James was the first person to be martyred, but John was the only person among all the disciples that died a natural death. He died at an old age. John was the youngest apostle among them all. And I make us a Salome, and I back it to all. Now John Abofra, he was the youngest among them all. And he was referred to as the apostle whom Jesus loved. According to some historians, you say, bra, omo ye radia didino krano. John, edeniti atu yesu kukumusa. And I'm saying, hey, Abofra, umma mea kanti unsuwa somsa. Hallelujah. Wadiniti tu yesu kukumu. And inti na suyafono, efre John said, the disciple whom Jesus loves. At the cross of Calvary, John was the only person among all the women that were there. John was the only disciple that was there. After the death of Jesus, John took Mary also as a mother. And John took care of Mary. John was with Peter at the healing of the lame at Solomon's porch. He was thrown into prison with Peter. Only Peter sacrificed me anyway. He was one of the pillars of the church. He trained many people. Polycarp, who later became the bishop of Smyrna. He also trained Ignatius of Antioch, who was appointed by St. Peter as the bishop of Antioch. John, as we know in the Bible, wrote many books. He was the youngest, but he wrote what? Four books. He wrote five books. He wrote the book of John. He wrote the book of 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Abusia, so wunim die Salome, yeah. Salome, eko Yesu ho kokutu ye, dini koto dwe, ebisa Yesu se mame ma, entina wunifani ubenkuma. Read the book of Revelation. Look at the revelations that were given to one person. Onipa baku, the book of Revelation. Deep revelation. Minu mi anu nina yekanya yentiasye. Asofo bebre yekanya yentiasye. Deep revelation given to the youngest person of all the disciples. Abusia, what else could Salome could ask for? Edi ebiom, dobeti mi abisa. Oma ne manu kwa inso mungkwa. Ni buwe mfu ejano. Okache and say, okay, so mu kwa misu medi nechi. Misu medi mofra nechi. Ni papa kwa ofre mofra no. Misu me kwa kohe papa kwa no. Okohe no hu say, bribi wom, si se bribi wom dia. Enye mami mami ma, eme papa yi. Bribi wom dia, mami mami ma, enya brimpon wa papa yi mo. Me bom pa we yesu di mo say ye mati ye nasi, omoti yesu nasi, e radim peja won, we yesu Christo dinema. Our children will never beg in the name of Jesus. They will never beg in the name of Jesus. They will be the lenders. Hallelujah. Nipa ne beba besrefi wo mo ho. And I prophesy that aban ekura embesresika wo yemai ba ko ho. Ewo Yesu di ma. Obi anka amen. Obi anya amane ba. Obi anya Salome. Hallelujah. Me si aban bi embesresika. Ewo yemai ho. Ewo Yesu Kristo di na ma. Ewradin shrawo. Ewradin ya ukase. Sawo de wo ma. ebeko yesu ho akokatre yesu se chira me ma ebusia wo ba sampai na wonya ebone wo katre yesu se ma me bandi president a wonya ebone wo katre yesu se ma me ba enye bank manager a wonya ebone aye onya me krona na hyehye sadie ma wo nyina. And he will bring it to come to pass. Hallelujah. Be a Salome for your children. I pray that the power of Salome will fall upon all the men and the women here in the name of Jesus. And that power will bring our children to greatness in the name of Jesus. John is considered one of the greatest because se nipa pa obi a na ochi fish or ochi nam. If this revelation, deep revelation, can be given to one person, Abusia, may the Lord do that to our children. May the Lord reveal things unto our children. May bon pai wo yesu dim senka John bin piasa for him. John bin piasa for him. Bibia ewiase ehunu da. Ewiase ante da. May the Lord reveal it through one of our children in the name of Jesus. Something that has never happened in the world. Something that the world has never seen. As parents, let us cry to Jesus that let one of our children do that. And one of my prayers that every morning I go on my knees and pray is that, Lord, let one of our children bring the cure to cancer in the name of Jesus. In Kabemi, the pastor, that should be, you be who was CNN. Say abofra bi, I discovered the cure of cancer. Na ye be hwehwe ma na abofra no from Mount Zion. Hey! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Abusia, ebeti aya dwuma, na be ye dwuma nso. I will pray until that thing comes to pass. Meso agu nyankopɔ so akɔpɔ so nyame be ma na bam. Ewo Yesu Kristo dinama. I pray that may the Lord bless our children. May the Lord bless all parents. May the Lord exalt you and make you grace. Parents who sincerely feel they've been neglected or schedule their services and needful spiritual faithful activities of the local church in order to provide quality time together with their family, at the very least misinformed. Abusia, bring your children to church. Lead them to Christ. Bring them to Christ and they will be great. That is our responsibility. For Uban Bra Yesu ho. Na din anim nko Yesu ho. Onyame benekese. Ebo Yesu dimo. Amen.